The Occultation of Orion by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. I saw, as in a dream sublime, the balance in the hand of time. O'er east and west its beam impended, and day with all its hours of light was slowly sinking out of sight, while opposite the scale of night, silently with the stars ascended. Like the astrologers of eld, in that bright vision I beheld greater and deeper mysteries. I saw with its celestial keys, its cords of air, its frets of fire, the Samian's great Aeolian lyre, rising through all its sevenfold bars, from earth unto the fixed stars, and through the dewy atmosphere. Not only could I see but hear its wondrous and harmonious strings, in sweet vibration, sphere by sphere, from Dian's circle light and near, onward to vaster and wider rings, where chanting through its beard of snows, majestic, mournful, Saturn goes, and down the sunless realms of space reverberates the thunder of his bass. Beneath the sky's triumphal arch, this music sounded like a march, and with its chorus seemed to be preluding some great tragedy. Sirius was rising in the east, and slow ascending one by one, the kindling constellations shone, begirt with many a blazing star. Stood the great giant Aldebar, Orion hunter of the beast. His sword hung gleaming by his side, and on his arm the lion's hide scattered across the midnight air the golden radiance of its hair. The moon was pallid, but not faint, and beautiful as some fair saint, serenely moving on her way in hours of trial and dismay. As if she heard the voice of God, unharmed with naked feet she trod upon the hot and burning stars, as on the glowing coals and bars that were to prove her strength and try her holiness and her purity. Thus moving on, with silent pace and triumph in her sweet pale face, she reached the station of Orion. Aghast he stood in strange alarm, and suddenly from his outstretched arm down fell the red skin of the lion into the river at his feet. His mighty club no longer beat the forehead of the bull, but he reeled as of yore beside the sea when, blinded by Onopion, he sought the blacksmith at his forge, and climbing up the mountain gorge fixed his blank eyes upon the sun. Then, through the silence overhead, an angel with a trumpet said, "Forevermore, forevermore, the reign of violence is o'er." And like an instrument that flings its music on another's strings, the trumpet of the angel cast upon the heavenly lyre its blast, and on from sphere to sphere the words re-echoed down the burning chords, "Forevermore, forevermore, the reign of violence is o'er." The End. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.